Hello, Friday. Welcome back.
Hello, Troy.
It means it's been another week.
Another 7 days.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today's Friday, so 4 days, Mark.
Well,
Saturday. Oh, since last time.
Yeah.
Oh, rock on.
Guess I didn't specify.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, boom, Friday.
Friday, the seventh day. Day of rest.
Yep, and on the seventh day, Troy and Mark created Friday.
Do a radio show.
Yeah, rock on.
Fun stuff, really.
It's real stuff, just made up. This is Williams and Williams in the Morning, unrelated. Me and Mark, we're unrelated.
Not related, not blood.
Yeah, no blood relations. But we're totally relatable from your end. You guys are like, wow, these guys are really relatable.
Everything that comes out of our mouth.
Everything.
Can be related to in some way, shape, or form.
Something else that comes out of our mouth.
Maybe later on.
Maybe. What does that mean?
It's Friday.
Hello. So that was Flo Rida, Hello Friday. That's how we always kick off the show.
All the time.
So preface, a preface.
Preface, yep.
For the show, it's our last show of the semester.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. We know you're going to miss us. So we won't be on next week. So this is the last show. So if you're sitting at home right now thinking, wow, this is good. Like, last show, it's going to be a good one. We got another thing in store for you. It'll be mediocre at best.
You're in for a surprise.
Yeah. But no, if you're actually at home and you're like, oh, this last show, tell your friends so they know too.
Yep.
They can get on. They can listen. They can check it out. We got a good show. We do have a good show today.
BBM broadcast it.
Broadcast message, BBM.
Yeah.
That,
so you know, it reaches everyone.
That was old school. That
Flashback Friday right there.
That was like back in the day.
How can they look us up on Instagram, Troy?
Our Instagram account is willysworld_2.
I was going to say, did you change it again?
No.
Just willysworld.
Willysworld_2. The letter, or the number, not the letter. I am, wow.
Have some more of that coffee, Troy.
Yeah. Twitter.
Yep.
TWillis_7. Or WillDog, 2Gs30.
Yep.
Radio Laurier on Facebook and Instagram is all just at Radio Laurier. Just look up Radio Laurier. You can find them. Just go to Facebook and find us at Williams Mornings. Theme of the show today, Mark. Probably a pretty obvious one.
I could have guessed.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah, holiday season.
The holiday season.
Year in review,
yeah.
What did we learn? Okay? So it's a big jumble of that all in one.
Yeah, so obviously with it being our last show of the semester, it's time to look back.
Yeah, so let's take a look back.
See where we went wrong.
Let's look back at it. You know?
I hear you.
Everything's going to be holiday related or back, looking back related, not back related.
We already had that one.
On the semester, yeah, we already did that.
We'll look back on the back related show.
Yes, we'll talk about that a little. You'll learn some about that.
Absolutely.
So like always, we got the report, anecdotes, bold predictions, lyrical breakdown, friend or foe. This week, the naughty or nice list.
A little twist.
Yeah. An update on a friend or a foe.
Yep, Mike Webley. Big and small league banter, as always. Willie's weapon / whack job of the week. And, of course, Friday's Five. Yeah.
So all our songs are going to be Christmas songs.
Yep, of course.
Obviously. Who doesn't love Christmas songs?
I personally am a huge fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, too.
Unless they're all that plays on the radio. Then I'm not a big fan. Like, let me play them.
No, yeah. I don't mind when they're on the radio. Introduce to some new ones.
Yeah, friend for you,
I
right?
think, though, I think the artists out there got to write some new ones instead of just covering all the old ones.
I was honestly thinking, I was listening to the couple this morning.
Let's come up with some new ones and stop covering old ones.
Like, write a new Christmas song.
Yeah.
I was listening
to, maybe this Christmas. This Christmas, I'm going to give you my heart. You'll tear it to pieces. Like, something like that.
Maybe next Christmas.
Next Christmas.
Yeah. Like, we all know this Christmas, you're not going to get over them.
Yeah.
Next Christmas, maybe, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know really who comes up with
these songs.
Or,
like, update it. Like, hey, sorry, Grandma, we couldn't come over. The kids were busy.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
We'll FaceTime you on Christmas
Day.
Yeah,
that'll be way better.
For sure. Well, now we got something to plan, Troy.
Yeah.
Something to do over our break.
Yeah, write a song.
Because other than that, we're not doing that much.
I know. A lot of couching.
A lot of couching?
A lot of couching.
A couple birthdays?
Yeah, that's after Christmas. But yeah, a couple birthdays. We'll get to that too. So why don't we start with bold predictions?
Okay.
For the show.
Cool.
For today, for the week. Okay. So we'll recap last week's. So the first one. Mark and Troy hand their essay in on time.
Which was due this Monday.
Yeah. Previous Monday.
Yeah, this past Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And? You?
Well, Mark?
I got mine in on time.
I handed mine in hard copy.
Right.
Like we were supposed to.
Right.
Mark, what did you do?
I emailed it to her the night before, though.
Wow. That's a 0.5 in my books. That's all I'm saying.
0.5 what? Deduction?
No, just like you don't get the full, you handed your essay in on time.
Well, I handed my essay in earlier.
But you emailed it. The instructions clearly said to print it off and bring it to class.
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
No, there's no instructions. I looked.
Well, then, Mark, you get a full yes from me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But you handed yours in on time.
Right on time. Full 8 pages, right to the brim.
What about this one? Mark and Troy cook something for the potluck.
No.
No, we didn't.
But?
But I did buy fruit platters.
Two,
which was a little overkill.
On purpose, though.
Yeah, so
I specifically came in and said, why did you get two? And you said...
So that I could keep the one that we don't eat.
Yeah.
But I still bring in two, so it's like, wow, he made an effort. He went out, he got two.
Shout out whoever made the caramel...
Oh, those
cheesecake
cookies?
Cheesecake dip.
Oh.
The cheesecake caramel dip with apples. Oh, my God. Good work.
Good work. I was going to say those cookies, too. I had, I'll be honest, like two or three of those cookies.
I had six.
Six?
We got three plates. I had two each time.
Really? I had one each time.
They were delicious. Hey, if any of the profs are listening, have potlucks. Kids love them.
Yeah. Kids don't really love to bring something in for them. But we'll eat the food for
some
sure.
Some people do.
Yeah,
there were some people who...
A couple people actually put effort in.
Yeah, which is nice to see.
I mean, I put like...
You had to go out of your way to go to a store.
$20 into it.
Yeah, and you had to go to a store.
Yeah. I just didn't want to put in the
manual physical effort.
The labor.
Yeah.
To actually bring something in.
That's a common theme in your life there, isn't that, Mark?
What? Spending $20? Overkilling for other people?
No,
yes,
no.
Troy.
Putting in the labor. The extra the labor.
What is this? A bash mark day, Troy?
Yeah, it is. It's Christmas. Isn't that? It's the airing of the grievances. It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
All right. Fair enough. Number three. This one's a good one for you, Troy. Did you get caught cheating on board night?
Yes and no. So there was an occasion where I got called out for it.
Okay, of course.
But then there were some other occasions where I didn't get caught at all. And I won signals. I won signals.
So you're admitting to cheating?
No, not admitting anything.
You just said you cheated.
Nope. You took my words out of context, Mark. Totally out of context.
What, the words when you said I cheated?
Next question.
Well, we're going to get to bold predictions for this week.
Cincinnati.
So.
Seattle.
Okay, biggest bold prediction. We get Christmas fever by the end of the show. Yes.
Big time. Already have it.
Already have it.
Wow. Just went Christmas it. Shopping yesterday a little bit.
Did
went,
you?
To, went to the stores, checked some things out. Fever. All time high. 103 degrees.
103?
Yeah, fever.
In this weather.
Yeah.
Wow. Could melt a snowman.
You...
Number two, Santa shows up during the show.
Ooh.
This one's a maybe.
I could see it, but I also could not see it, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
He's not on the outline for the show.
No, so he's a wild card.
That's it would be a big, bold prediction. Mark, what do you think?
I'm going to say yes, though. I think, you know, he knows when you're awake.
Yes, I've
he
heard
knows
that.
We're awake right now. So he's going to call, I think.
You think
he's always watching. Santa is always watching, Trey.
Is he?
Even when you cheated on board night.
No.
Yep, he watched you.
Wait, I didn't. I didn't do that.
You just admitted to it again.
No.
Yes.
I didn't do it.
Anyway, Santa, I think he's coming on the show. But can't guarantee anything. So you're going to have to keep listening and find out.
Yeah.
It starts/stops snowing during the show. So, I mean...
Well, it's sunny right now.
Tell
you that, Mark.
Last night, we didn't really know if it was going to be snowing right now
or not. It snowed last night a lot, so maybe this one's bold, and it's not going to snow at all or start or stop. It's just not.
What?
It's not going to snow.
I think it's
so hard about that?
I think it's going to snow a little bit, between 9 and 11. But it's still going to be sunny because it always is.
You think?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
Anecdotes. You want to get into the anecdotes before we play a song?
Yeah. We're scrapping. We're scrapping the report today.
No report.
There's no news to tell you. So there's no report to tell you.
Fair enough.
No. The Canadian sponsors are going to be pissed.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got a new sponsor.
Did we?
Yeah.
Wow.
Snowplows. Which actually inspired the song by Ludacris. Move.
Bold Predictions is sponsored by Snowplows. proudly inspiring the song by Ludacris. Move.
Move. Blank. You all know what we're
just
talking
like about. That. Have you seen the train that plows snow?
No.
Oh, there's a cool video on the internet of a train plowing snow. And it's just going on the street, the train tracks, not the street, and it's just plowing snow. It's just like snow flying. And then it gets to the intersection. And like this intersection has been plowed for the cars to move.
Yeah.
And the train, so there's this big wall of snow, and the train just plows. It goes everywhere, and the guy filming gets like knocked over. It's hilarious.
Where'd you find that?
Trains! We don't stop for nothing.
Except for stops. Train stops.
Yes, that's true.
Train stations.
I always forget about the train stops.
Because if not, they would just keep on going.
Okay, we're going to get to our first song. Jingle Bells.
A classic.
Hey, Mark, I got a good joke for you.
Okay.
What's the difference between a snow woman and a snowman?
Where you put the carrot?
That's a good one, too, but no. Okay. The Jingle Balls.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, here's Michael Bublé, Jingle Bells. Not to be confused with a male snowman's Jingle Balls. Enjoy.
Friend of the show.
That's true.
Michael Bublé is the best.
You think? The GOAT?
He does a lot of good covers, yeah.
Great voice.
My mom loves him.
Yeah. I feel like older women definitely are very enthralled by Michael Bublé.
Enthused?
Well, maybe enthused.
Is enthralled the right word?
Yeah. Enthralled means like consumed with.
Oh. Hey, knowledge is power. The more you know. Love it.
Slow
Thanks.
Is smooth. Smooth is fast, Troy. Remember that.
Slow is smooth. Smooth is fast. Blades of Glory.
No. Shooter.
Shooter.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, Shooter. Rock on. Little Shooter reference.
Way different pace of movie.
Yeah, a little bit.
Between those two. Yeah. Little different genres.
I really thought it was going to be Blades of Glory.
Also one of the greatest movies of all time, Blades of Glory.
I haven't watched that in a long time, and I can't remember really enjoying it, but I feel like I got to watch it again to appreciate it. You know, it's like one of those movies.
Blades of Glory?
Yeah.
Oh, one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Top three.
Well, when did you see it? Last.
For the first time?
Last.
Probably a year ago. Year and a bit.
See, I feel like a top three movie's got to be in your rotation. Consistently.
Rotation.
Station.
The PBR.
Rotation. Love it. Station. Thanks. All right, let's get to our anecdotes for the week. Stories to tell from a wild and very sane people.
Wild tale.
This week's anecdotes... brought to you by Snowflakes. We're falling for you, baby.
And we're all different.
Oh, okay, you just ruined their tagline.
No, I just added to it.
Yeah, but we're only getting paid for we're falling for you, baby. And you add that extra, and then we just lose our whole percentage, a margin for cost making. Business term. Throw in business term here, you know?
Finance.
Yeah. Accounting.
Stocks.
Accounting.
Bank.
Money.
Checks.
Gold bond medicated itch powder.
You win.
Yes.
Anecdotes. I got a good anecdote for the week. Some of you may know, some of you may not know.
I don't know.
Mark was humbly...
Mark was humbled.
Featured as the campus cutie.
What does that mean, Mark?
It doesn't really entail much. I just got interviewed by my friends over at her campus, Laurier.
And what's her campus, for those of you who don't know?
Great question. It's a campus for all hers.
I believe what Mark was trying to say, it's an online blog, magazine format, that is featured around Laurier.
Yeah, a bunch of different campuses, though.
A bunch, and we have a Laurier chapter of the magazine and blog. And some friends of the show run it.
Yep.
And if you're looking, they're actually looking to hire. They're doing a hiring for some more people to work there.
And if you tell them we sent you.
Yes.
Promo code.
Free job. They'll give you a job on the spot. You tell them we sent you.
Yep.
All you got to say is, hey. And then you got to nudge them twice with your elbow. Hey. Boom, boom. Elbow nudges.
Yep. Two of them.
Williams. And this is the key. Williams and Williams sent me.
Both Williams.
Yeah. You can't just be like, hey, the Williams guy sent me. Hey, the radio show Williams World sent. No, it's got to be, hey, elbow twice. Nudge, nudge. Williams. And this is the key. And Williams sent me.
And they will say, you're hired.
Yeah. Now, if you didn't pick up on the subtlety there, you got to say, hey, elbow, nudge, nudge. Williams, and this is the key. And Williams and Williams sent me. Do you understand, Mark?
Yeah, you got
it. Have you seen the secret code? Repeat it back so the listeners understand.
You got to say, hey, nudge, nudge, elbow, nudge. Williams. And this is the key. Williams and Williams sent me. You gotta say all of that.
Yeah, you gotta put it all in there or you're not gonna get the free job.
So, for example, I don't mean to beat the joke to death. But if you go in and say, hey, Williams and Williams sent me, you're not getting the job.
Well, you might, but you're not getting the job free.
No, you gotta pay for the job.
It'll cost you. So use our promo code.
Yeah. So, yeah, Campus Cutie, check it out on Facebook. Or, hey, if you want to check out her campus on Facebook, too, they got a bunch of different profiles on there. If you're looking for someone to look more into, not just me. There's a bunch of different Campus Cuties.
So, Mark, when you first told me that you were the Campus Cutie, what did I say to you? Do you remember? I turned to you and said, how much campaigning did you do to get that role? Mark, how much campaigning did you do to get that role?
I'm not prepared to discuss.
I can't confirm or deny. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I'm not prepared to discuss the details of how I got nominated. I'm just riding the wave, Troy.
And what a wave, I'm assuming it's been.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable wave.
Well, Mark, congratulations on being a Campus Cutie.
Thank you.
Something
that really only happens once in your life.
I can say that now at least 50% of Williams & Williams is a cutie.
Yeah.
Which is awesome news, because that really is going to help our stock in the long run.
Yeah. And if nothing else, it just lowered the bar for who can be a Campus Cutie.
Yeah. Resume building.
Yeah, exactly.
For everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What about you? Anecdote?
Last Saturday. Rewind.
Okay.
I went to Sky Zone trampoline place out in Kitchener.
Heard great things.
By Sports World there. It's not a bad time. It's also not the best time, but it's not a bad time. So, culture shock when I showed up, okay? I show up expecting, like, not too many people be there and, like... Well, frankly, I wasn't expecting as many little kids there. And I don't know why. It's a trampoline park, like, I should have realized.
Yeah, you probably should have guessed.
But when I walked in... It's like a big open warehouse with trampolines everywhere. Like, it's not a warehouse, but... And there was just kids running and so many people. So that was a downfall, but...
It was a little crowded for
you. Oh, and the other thing, the trampolines, you're only supposed to have one person on a trampoline mat at a time. So, like, they section them off. There's, like a 3x5 foot trampoline all the way. So there's a bunch of them. Like, you get your own trampoline to bounce on.
Right.
But you can't... It's not like a trampoline in a backyard.
Mm-hmm.
But I played some dodgeball, which was fun. There was a foam pit, which was fun to jump into. Did a belly flop. Did a flip. Did some good, fun things. Dunked on a basketball net. Never done that before. Trampoline helped me, so that was pretty neat.
Okay.
So, yeah, not a bad time. If you're looking for something to do, go a little later in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, that'll shuffle out some of the younger folk.
Yep.
And good times.
But you wouldn't recommend it as a date night, per se?
Maybe. Oh, maybe not. I got really sweaty and gross.
Yeah.
And it's pretty hard not to get sweaty and gross.
So maybe like a date night for the longer relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Couples.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't...
comfortable with sweating around each other.
Yeah. Who... Yes.
Profusely sweating around each other.
I was profusely sweating, and I kept being told, wow, you're gross. Wow, you're gross.
I'm not sure I want to be with you anymore.
Yeah. Seriously.
All because of Sky... Screw Sky Zone!
Yeah. I was sweating.
Don't go to Sky Zone.
No, go to Sky Zone. It's fun.
Go with your buddies. Or your female friends.
Yeah, go with buddies. Go with friends.
Have a good time.
Actually, it might be a good time if you went with, like, a good group of, like, 12.
Yeah.
6-on-6 dodgeball together as a group.
Oh, fantastic.
4-on-4 even. Oh, it would be a good time.
And you can kind of blend in your sweatiness.
Yeah.
Your perspiration station.
Yeah, it is a perspiration station.
That's what they call it.
It's an elevation station, too.
Yeah,
because nice. You jump.
Stations.
It's awesome. It's a good time. I'd recommend it. Just realize you're going to sweat.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wear some sweat-wicking materials.
Yes, breathable. I was wearing, athletic pants. Mm-hmm. Not like jogger athletic pants.
Yep.
But, like, actual athletic pants.
Okay.
Big mistake.
Yeah?
Big mistake.
Well, we live and we learn, Troy.
Yep, yeah. Next time that I go back, I'll remember to use the promo code. And I won't be wearing pants.
I might just not go, because everything I'm hearing right now, I don't know. But I don't have anyone to take on a date night there, so I don't think I'll be that worried.
Mark, just go alone.
You want me to go alone?
Yeah.
Maybe make friends with the local kids?
All right.
No, I did not.
Let's retract our statement before we get in trouble.
Okay. I didn't... Okay. Never mind.
All right, moving on.
Never mind.
Moving on. This is Williams and Williams in the Morning.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram. Willie's World_2. Twitter, TWillis_7. WillDog2Gs30. Check us out on Facebook at Williams Mornings. This is Radio Laurier's The Morning Show. You can check them out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all at Radio Laurier. Theme of the show is holiday season, so let's get into our lyrical breakdown.
Yep.
Let's get close to the music. Brought to you by...
Eggnog.
Fun to say, not to drink. Well, I like eggnog.
Do you?
You mix with a little rum? Ooh, that's a holiday treat.
A little rum and eggnog, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Even more fun to say.
Even more fun to drink. Eggnog, not fun to say. Rum and eggnog, fun to drink.
What? No, fun to say.
Eggnog, fun to say, not fun to say, drink.
Yeah.
Rum and eggnog, even more fun to say, even more fun to drink.
Yes.
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 Yes. All right. So we're doing Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yep, we're going to play the song.
For a lyrical breakdown.
Michael Bublé again, because the older ladies love him.
He's a champ.
And... afterwards, we're going to come back with the lyrics. And boy, are we going to break down these lyrics.
Also note, to...
Beebs has one too.
To spread Christmas cheer, you got to sing loud for all to hear. So if you're listening, sing along.
Yep.
Embrace the lyrics. We'll break them down after.
If you're in class, you're at work, just sing it.
Yeah.
Sing it. We'll worry about the consequences after.
Yes.
But chances are, if you're singing Christmas songs...
People are going to love it. People are going to join in. Yeah, spread the cheer. All right, Michael Bublé, Come to Town, break down lyrics when we come back on the other side.
I got to make sure I get the right Michael Bublé lyrics.
I think it's the same song.
Santa Claus.
Yes. That was Michael Bublé's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. A little slower than what we wanted, but being slow also allows you to get closer to the lyrics, the music, feel what he's talking about.
Really a little more intimate.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's why the older ladies like it.
Yep. What are you saying about your mom, Troy?
She's an older lady and she likes Michael Bublé. What are you saying about your mom, Merck?
I never said my mom likes Michael Bublé.
Rock on. Rock on. Miscommunication.
All right. Let's break down these lyrics.
Yeah.
A lot of the lyrics are the same, so this might be relatively quick.
This is going to be awesome.
But I don't think you can say these lyrics without kind of singing them a little.
No, you got to sing them to say them.
Should I just kick it off?
Yes. Yeah, start us off.
All right. Well, you just heard this one from a guy with a very significantly better voice than I have.
Oh, yeah, that's an understatement as well.
But we're going to give it a shot, because that's what we do. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's also coming to radio.
You got a big announcer?
No. Well, we'll talk about that in a sec.
Okay.
So watch out. What are we looking out for, Santa? That's my question, first of all.
For him. Okay. For doing bad, I think.
Why are we not allowed to cry or pout?
Yes, that is a great point.
Yeah.
So, say I cry, am I automatically naughty list Santa?
Well, like, is this even about the list? Or, like, should we not cry because he's coming to town?
Maybe.
You know?
But then why better we watch out if he's coming to town? What's he gonna do?
Maybe that's because his sleigh. You know his sleigh with the reindeer?
Yeah, I
it could be dangerous if you're not watching out for it.
So it's coming like, to keep your head up.
Yeah. It's like, hey, watch out. Santa Claus is coming.
Yeah, but saying keep your head up doesn't really work in a song.
No. You better keep your head up. You better not cry. That doesn't work.
No flow. He's making a list.
Yes, we know about the list. Heard about the list. It's been done before, Santa. Move on. Get out.
He's checking it twice.
Do you think it's an audio list now?
Bad eyes.
Or something, you know?
Yeah, could be. Could be,
like,
for sure.
2016 Santa doesn't just write things down anymore.
iPads.
He's like, Siri, Mark Williams deserves a red fire truck. Yeah?
Yeah. And then she just, whoop, puts it in there.
Yeah. I wonder what Santa Claus's Siri's voice is. If it's like the normal American version, or if it's the Australian version, or if it's the England version.
I don't know. What do they speak up in North Pole? I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah. Well, we will.
He's going to find out who's naughty or nice.
Yes.
And he's coming to town.
Yeah.
Which we already know because that's the name of the song.
How does he find out who's not? Oh, yeah. He sees everything.
Yeah, which is what we're leading into right now.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Hey!
You better watch out.
Are we just going to sing it?
You better not. No. We'll go back to those lyrics. So, he knows when you're sleeping.
Weird.
He knows when you're awake.
GPS.
GPS tracking chips.
Yes.
Yes. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
I mean, that makes sense.
I love how we're bribing
it's
people
a little bit
to
of
be
a,
good.
A little bit of a threat.
Mm-hmm. It's very much a threat. A threat to our intelligence.
This Santa
Claus.
Just because he's watching, we have to be good. Really an interesting concept.
I mean, just be good for goodness sake.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to be good anyways. But...
So I think that's what it's saying. Don't be good for Santa, be good for goodness sake.
Okay, fair enough.
Just for the goodness... of being good.
Of humanity.
Yeah, for goodness sake.
That's pretty much it for the lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, and then it just repeats.
Repeat. Mm-hmm. Repetition station.
Repetition. Repetition station. But the main point, does he actually say this? I mean, a big fat man with a long white beard?
Oh my gosh. I didn't even see that. The second last line of the song. Maybe.
Wow.
Our listeners will know they just listened to Michael Bublé. I mean,
moral of the story,
man with a long white beard.
He's coming to town.
I don't see the flow to it, Michael, but...
Hey, Michael can do that, though. He's a flow master.
He is. He is a flow master.
But moral of the song and story of life, Santa Claus is coming to town, and Santa Claus is coming to Radio Laurier.
Hey-o!
He'll be here 10, so in 22 minutes' time... Santa Claus will be here for an interview. He's riding down on his sleigh, so you better watch out.
Is it bringing Rudolph?
Maybe.
Well, if Rudolph's self-kicking, flying.
It's a beautiful day out. It's sunny right now, so he might not need to use Rudolph.
Clear day.
Last night, would have needed to use him. Today, not so much, because it's sunny. 9 a.m. It's sunny again, surprisingly enough.
Yeah.
It's always sunny at 9 a.m. on a Friday morning.
Remember that, folks.
Yeah.
Never changes, ever.
No.
Has never rained.
Pretty good song, though, I think.
I want to know who made up the lyrics to that song.
Santa wrote that himself.
Did he?
Doesn't he write all the Christmas songs?
So he gets royalties for all Christmas songs.
How do you think he...
Oh, my God.
See, this... singing... Okay.
That guy must be rolling it.
I just want to connect a couple things for you, Mark, because obviously you didn't know this.
Okay.
He wrote all the songs. He gets royalties for all of them. So the more you sing loud and spread Christmas cheer, the more you play the music,
right,
the more he gets, mm-hmm. money-wise, the more he can put back into his toys and gifts for the little boys and children.
Yeah.
That is how Christmas works. That's the Christmas miracle.
Santa making a ton of money
off Christmas
songs he wrote.
Yeah.
So that he can not only buy the toys, but also pay the elves.
Elves need money,
too.
Salaries. Elves are people, too. Elves' lives matter.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They could probably hear us right now, too.
Yeah. Santa, when you get here, we'd love to talk about it.
We are going to talk about it.
Speaking of talking about it, we had a friend of the show, Facebook...
Yes.
Facebook message us.
Yes, we did.
Do you remember the question mark?
I do.
So we had a friend of the show, Mike Miller...
Do you remember the questions?
Messaged us on Facebook at Williams Mornings.
Which you can do too if you're sitting at home.
Check it out. Message us. We'd love to interact. Tell us your questions. Always. We always want to hear questions.
We just kind of randomly picked Mike's question out of the bunch.
Yeah.
We just kind of did a randomization stationed it, and Mike Miller's question came up.
Yeah, so out of the hundreds, millions, billions of questions we got this week, Mike Miller was chosen. So Mike, you're probably not awake yet if listening, but I know you listen to all the podcasts, all the stuff online later in the show.
Friend
so
of the show.
Appreciate that, big time friend. So here's the question, Mark.
Okay.
Hey fellas, huge fan of the show. Got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Favorite 90s jam? Are you more of a hunter or a gatherer, per se? So, Mark, let's tackle that first one. What's your favorite 90s jam?
See, I was actually born in the 90s. So, I like to think that a lot of these songs were inspired by...
You?
Not necessarily me, per se, as our buddy Mike...
Yeah. Mike, thanks for the questions again. Really glad we could help out and answer them for you, Mark. You gonna answer it?
I want you to go first.
You want me to go first? My favorite 90s jam is Strawberry Rhubarb.
Oh, very nice.
I grew up on Strawberry Rhubarb jam, and it's definitely my favorite from the 90s. That was what I ate in the 90s, and I eat it to this day.
Really?
Yeah. Strawberry Rhubarb jam, favorite jam from the 90s. Yours, Mark? You got to come up with one.
I'm going to go with All Star by
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth.
Have you seen their Twitter account?
No. Why?
They have one, and I don't know. This might have been a joke that I saw on the internet, but they have one. It says, damn it, Shrek, you ruined our song. We were going to be the next Beatles. Hilarious.
That's awesome.
Man, I think it's a joke, though. But
yeah, if anything, Shrek probably...
gave them royalties.
Yeah, bumped their song up a little.
100%.
But hey, Smash Mouth, if you're listening, I'm a fan.
Hey now.
You're an all-star.
You're a rock star.
We're radio
Get your
stars.
Game on. Play. Love it.
Go
thanks.
Play.
Next question by Mike. Again, Mike, thanks for reaching out to us. Out of all of you, I'm glad you were chosen. Mike won the chance to have his question answered on air.
Yeah.
If anyone else has questions, get them in and we'll be answering them.
Questions for Santa.
Yeah, Santa's coming. Got a question? Tweet us. Facebook us. Radio Laurie us.
Yeah.
If you DM on Snapchat. Whatever you can.
If you have a means to contact us, do it.
Yeah, do it. So the second question. Are you more of a hunter or a gatherer, per se, Mark?
I would like to say I'm a hunter, but I don't think that's realistic. I think I'm a gatherer.
You'd like to say you're a hunter.
I'm one of those.
But you don't think it's realistic, so you're a gatherer.
I don't think it's realistic.
I think you're going to have to explain that to a lot of people.
I am a hunter. So I think I'm a gatherer. I kind of just zip around.
So it's like, I wish I was taller, but it's not realistic for me to grow anymore. Is that what you're saying about hunting and gathering? Like, I wish I was a hunter.
Wish I could be a hunter, yeah.
But you're not.
But I'm not.
So why don't you just answer the question? Are you more of a hunter
or a gatherer?
I said
I'm more of a gatherer.
Okay.
Gosh.
Well, why you gotta make things so difficult?
Well, I think I explained that pretty well.
I think I'm a hunter.
Yeah, I know.
And here's why.
I know you think that, Troy.
Confidence is something that I lack. Hunters make up for it by killing small animals. I think I'd do that to a T.
So what you're saying is I exude confidence.
Yeah, so you're just gathering things. Just whatever. I'm good. Just go gather. Boom. Me, on the other hand, I'm lacking.
Yeah.
Making up for some qualities.
You need a gun.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I have to overcompensate, if I may.
Yeah, for confidence.
For other things in my life that I don't have.
Like confidence.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Confidence.
Nudge, nudge, elbow nudge. Williams, and this is the key, Williams and Williams.
Yeah.
Sent me. You get a free job at her campus.
Yeah, shout out. So Mike, again, thank you. Anyone else has questions, send them in.
Yep.
We'll be answering them. Also, 15 minutes, Santa's coming to Radio Laureate. They should change the song. Santa's coming to Radio Laureate.
Yep. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is to guest appear on the radio for y'all to hear.
Boom!
Wow.
Here is, Mike. Mark, you want to say that for me?
The sister of Johnny, Idina Menzel, and Michael Bublé, our boy, Michael Bublé Day.
Baby, it's cold outside.
But it's not. It's sunny right now.
It's still cold.
Still cold. Baby's cold outside. See you on the flip side. Doing rhymes, man. Just spit.
Michael Bublé's Baby It's Cold Outside with Johnny Manziel's sister,
Idina.
Idina Menzel. Wow.
Sorry, I'm just taking some questions here.
I love that song. I love Michael Bublé. He's doing well.
Doing well.
We were talking about this when the song was on, Mark. He's doing well.
Yes.
He's just doing well.
Spousal factors.
Yeah, spousalation station.
Yeah, you got it. We're going to get into some friend or foe, maybe so, holiday edition, naughty or nice list.
Naughty or nice list. You let us know, naughty or nice, Mark.
Yep, as always, if you got any input, if you're listening out there, contact us. If you say, what?
So I'm going to start with a little different one here.
Okay.
Baby, it's cold outside, naughty or nice.
The song?
No. Baby, it's cold outside, naughty or nice.
Do
you like cold winter weather?
Depends. What? See, I'm a gatherer.
Yes.
So, I'm going to say naughty. Because I don't want to be running around out there gathering my things.
In the cold.
In the cold. I mean, I know I have a responsibility as the man of the family to get out there and gather for... Yeah, I mean, women can do it too, but... I'm just saying.
You're rolling your family.
Yes.
Gotcha. That's awesome.
Go out, gather some supplies. And if it's cold, I mean, that just makes it harder.
So, naughty or nice, Mark? Nachos.
Very nice.
They're nachos, though, right?
If I make them, they're mine.
We were FaceTiming yesterday. Oh! Chucky just swirled on by. Chucky, our squirrel, just popped through the window. But we're doing a show. Yesterday when we were writing this, we FaceTimed to come up with some ideas. You were eating nachos.
Yeah, I was eating some Tostitos, which I used to make nachos during the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Wow. I'm a big fan of nachos and Victoria's Secret fashion shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
Both nice.
Yeah. Both on the nice list.
Rice.
Nice.
I would say nice as well. Thing I hate about rice.
Cooking it.
When you're cleaning the bowl thing after it.
Pot.
Pot. That's the word I was looking for. Can't say pot on air, Troy.
It's a pot and pan.
When you're cleaning the pot after, and some of the rice is, like, stuck
on. You obviously overcooked it, right? But I don't like cooking rice either. It's a hard thing to cook. You put too much water, and then the water just sits there, and it's all...
Yeah.
You don't put enough, then the rice doesn't expand fully. Oh, you cook it too long, it gets stuck, like you're saying. But speaking of pot, naughty or nice, around this time of season, pot lux. Or pot lox. How do you pronounce it?
Potluck.
Potluck?
Yeah. I don't say like potluck, but it's kind of like a potluck.
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 Hey, we're having a potluck.
Hey, we're having a potluck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I get it. I feel you.
As a contributor, Nice.
Naughty.
Naughty for you. Clearly, you didn't bring anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to say nice because, A, maybe you can show off your cooking skills a little bit.
I'm a good cook. I like to think.
And, B, you get to eat some diverse food that people bring
See,
in.
And this is why I like potlucks. This is why potlucks, big time nice list, variety. All right?
Yep.
Variety. The one thing I will say is cheese.
Variation station.
Yeah. Cheese is usually a large, large, large portion of what people bring. Cheese is good, but that brings us to the constipation station.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want that.
We know about that one on this show.
Yeah. But potlucks, nice. The cost of gifts.
Give us some examples about the cost of gifts.
The high prices of gifts.
Okay, I mean actual gifts.
Oh, and the cost of them?
Yes.
And mugs.
We're going to also need your credit card number and the three-digit...
Security code.
Security code on the back of the card, please.
Mugs on the back. Mugs. Sorry. Mugs priced $12.99 and up.
What?
Yeah.
You can just make your own mug from...
Naughty.
Well,
you need a kiln.
From pottery, right? Pottery
class. You need a kiln to cook the pottery.
How's your pottery class going, by the way, Troy?
It's not going too bad. We recently reenacted the scene from that movie where the ghost is behind me and we make the pottery. Only it was my teacher. A little weird, but...
Did she touch you?
He had to. We're making pottery together.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That requires a lot of physical contact.
Yeah, but it was good. So the pottery class is going well. I've recently learned how to make a vase, or a vase, depending on how you pronounce it.
How do you pronounce it?
Vase.
Why'd you say vase?
Well, misspoke. Naughty or nice, Mark? 4.
The number.
The number 4.
Yes, nice. I like the number 4.
Yeah, why?
Okay, so I have this thing where like...
Even numbers are your thing?
No, where like if I just estimation station a number, or like the number of things that I do, say it's like 2, I just say 4. Like, oh my god, we messed up 4 times on the show. That's just my baseline number.
Oh, that's like, so like when you're talking about little kids, like, oh my god, they're all 13.
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
You just, that's the number. You're
yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, why are you doing makeup tutorials? You're like 12. Like
yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a better example than what I came up with.
But as it gets higher, I have like baseline. So like 4, 12, 18. It's weird.
What's after 18?
I don't know, 44?
Trick question, 19. Learn how to count. I like 4 because I'm the 4th child in my family. I used to wear number 44 in hockey. I wore number 94. I've worn 14. Big fan of 4. I also am a terrible golfer, so I often am found yelling 4 on the course.
Different kind of 4.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So that's on my nice list.
What about Evites?
This one's like a maybe so on the nice list.
Yeah.
Like, personally...
It borders.
I'd rather get invited to things face-to-face, direct to contact...
Yeah, you have the...
...than the mass group. But I understand the purpose behind the mass group in eviting people. Have you ever gotten, like, a specific email evite?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Wow, you're popular.
Oh, Troy, I'm a campus cutie, man.
That's true. You're probably getting invited to all sorts of weirdo things that I wouldn't even dream of.
No, yeah. You can't think of a lot of stuff that I've been getting invited to this past week.
I can think of a couple things, and I just can't say them on air.
Like, potlucks.
Yes. Potlucks. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Williams, and this is the key, Williams and Williams in the morning.
Yes. That kind of potluck.
On air for free, I forget.
What do you mean on
Evites.
Air?
Nice or naughty, Mark?
Naughty.
Naughty.
Because I don't,
Evites, naughty. Plain, simple, clean. Done.
Yeah, I don't respond to them.
Holiday birthdays, near and dear to both of our hearts.
Yes.
Fans, if you want to send us gifts, my birthday is December 26th, Boxing Day. Mark's is December 29th. Not a holiday in any sort. It's just a day.
Well, over the holidays, it's a holiday birthday, Troy.
Well, yeah, no, I know that. But I'm saying, like, I'm born on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
You're just born on December 29th.
Okay, Boxing Day isn't even a thing. It's just a day after Christmas.
Boxing Day is a thing?
It's the third.
My parents got me on sale.
It's the it's the third best day in that clump.
What's the second?
Christmas Eve, then Christmas Day.
See, I like Christmas Eve better.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Why?
You can get wasted, and it's fine.
It's not what Christmas is about.
That's exactly. That's what Christmas Eve is about.
Yeah, but the whole
Christmas Day is about hanging out with your family and being polite.
Christmas
and
Eve, you can get drunk, but the real spirit of Christmas
is Christmas Day.
Is when you get the gifts on Christmas
and
Day.
And you know what the gift that keeps on giving is, Mark? Alcohol. Because you drink it and it gives you fun. You drink it and it gives you more fun. You drink it and it gives you a hangover. Drinking it and it gives you bad feelings in your body. So it's the gifts that keeps on giving.
It does give something every time you consume it.
Speaking of which, public washrooms. Naughty or nice, Mark? Oh, let's go back to holiday birthdays. We kind of skipped over that.
Yeah, we did. And why is that speaking of which? It has nothing to do with puking.
Holiday birthdays.
Or maybe it does.
Naughty or nice? What's your feelings on it?
Yeah, I get asked this a lot.
Yeah,
whenever
me
people
too.
People find out my birthday.
Yeah.
Wow, doesn't that suck, having a birthday right next to Christmas? No, I don't think so. I'll give you two reasons. One, everyone's already in the mood, you know?
Celebrating mood.
I know personally.
Celebration station.
Yes. Like, my brother has a birthday in April. I'm not in the gift-giving mood,
no.
So I'm kind of
April
like,
is a dry month.
Yeah, so I'm kind of like, okay, Charles, I'll get you next week. Don't worry, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if I don't have a gift on his birthday, it's not a big deal because...
Is he a joke?
No.
He's not an April Fool's baby?
No, he's the 27th.
That's not April Fool's.
Closer to May.
Yes, it is.
But still in April.
Yeah.
And number two reason is Boxing Week sales. So my family members can take advantage of these sales and get me better gifts for a lower price for my birthday. You know?
Yeah, I feel you.
So instead of like prices being ramped up before Christmas, maybe they wait. Maybe they get me this great gift on the Boxing Week sale that I get on the 29th, and I am flying, and I'm not literally flying like DJ Khaled was, but flying like, woo, elation station.
So I'm on the opposite side. Naughty. Holiday birthdays are a little naughty.
Wow, maybe yours is a little too close to Christmas.
So, yeah. Biggest problem, so I'm a Boxing Day birthday, like I said.
Yep.
One, when you're a kid, the holidays are a really busy time, so it was tough to have an actual birthday party. If I did have birthday parties, yeah. It was like weeks in advance of my actual birthday, which I hated. I hate now. Like, I think your birthday's your birthday. You can't, that's when it is. So there's that reason. Also, because it's so close to Christmas, my parents were just like, yeah, it's a birthday Christmas gift. Like, you're not getting anything extra. It's just this. Like, if my birthday was in April, they would have had to get me an extra gift when I was a kid. Now it's just like, it's all one thing.
Right.
Also, it gets forgotten easily, I feel like, because of such a busy time.
Right.
For the Christmasation stations that we're all experiencing. So yeah, they're naughty, but they're nice. Like, birthdays are good.
You brought up a good point there about how you can't have good birthday parties. It's kind of like a catch-22 when you're in university, because your university friends that you spend your couple last months with, they all go home, right? And like, if your roommates live far away, or just your general friend group at university lives far away,
yeah,
chances are they're not coming back for your
yep.
birthday, because they want to spend time with their family that they haven't seen since Thanksgiving.
Holiday birthdays are tough, but
I think nice.
Birthdays are fun. I think a little naughty. They're a little naughty, yeah.
Fair enough.
Public washrooms, naughty or nice?
I mean, like, if I gotta go, nice. Beautiful.
Exactly. Hey, boom. Summed it up perfectly. Let's get to our next song. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa.
Do you want to talk about that, Trey?
Hold on. No, we're not playing that one. I've just been informed by the producer we're actually going to play Last Christmas by Wham.
Wham!
You
gotta say it like that. Wham!
So this is Wham! Last Christmas. Here we go.
Whammy.
How long is that song?
4:30.
Christmas by Wham. Wham.
You gotta say it like that.
Wham. So this is Wham. Last Christmas. Here we go.
What I give gift-wise?
Yeah, what did you give last Christmas?
I think I got my brother a polo scarf, maybe.
Ralph Lauren polo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or Marco polo, you know.
Ew. I gave Tanya probably jacket, I think, and some makeup, actually.
Wow.
Went into one of those makeup kiosks in the Bay.
Mac,
yeah, or I don't know, one of them. Maybe not Mac specifically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I said, "Excuse me, ma'am, I don't know what I'm doing, but I have a sister, and I'm looking to buy some Christmas things for her." She said, "Perfect.
You came to the right salation station."
Yeah, and she could have
sold you anything.
Sold me anything, and I would have bought it.
That's awesome.
But Tanya seemed to like it. Don't know if she was, spitting out a little white lie or not, make me feel good about myself, but I felt good about myself.
Hey, and that's what it's all about. Christmas, the point of giving is to feel good about yourself.
Yes.
The whole reason you have Christmas, you have holidays, is to make yourself feel better.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What do you give?
I don't remember at all. I think, so we do like a gift exchange.
Right.
Not a, like a, you pick a person. And I think I got my sister-in-law, and I got her a movie that she wanted and a CD that she wanted.
Nice.
And I know you're sitting there thinking, who has DVDs and CDs anymore? And yeah, they do, I guess. They still listen to them. I think that was last year. That might have been 2 years ago, actually. I don't know. Christmas is all one big blur to me.
I had some good CDs in my car that got stolen. Not to open old wounds.
See, did I have a dream, or did this actually happen that you told me you saw your car driving down the road?
Nope. Dream.
Okay, because I literally had a dream. That's gross. I literally had a dream, and in the dream I was talking to you, and we were hanging out, and you're like, man, craziest thing happened. I was driving down the road, and like going the other way, I saw my car, and I was like, whoa, that's my car! That's my car!
Did I turn around and chase him?
No, you just told me that you saw your car.
Wow.
Crazy.
Soft.
That's weird.
That is weird.
That is weird.
No, but it was a Honda Civic, right? So, I mean, I see Honda Civics like it a lot.
Constantly.
And I kind of think, ugh, what if that one's mine?
Mike Webley update. Let's get to that. This is Williams & Williams in the Morning on Radio Laurier's The Morning Show. This is real stuff, just made up, unrelated, totally relatable. Follow us on Instagram, WilliesWorld_2, Twitter, @TWillis_7, @WillDog2G's30. You can check us out on Facebook, Williams Mornings, or you can check out Radio Laurier on anything, @Radio Laurier. So the Mike Webley update. Mark, how is Mike doing? Is he on the nice list? Is he on the naughty list? Where is he finished this semester with us?
Okay, so he's been hanging out a little more since he got back from Florida, the trip.
Yep.
Our loyal listeners will remember when Mike jetted out to Florida randomly.
Hopping on a train.
And then last week didn't come home, stayed in Ottawa when he got home. Which is fine, whatever. Not going to judge him. But the real question, this time of the year.
If you're listening and you're wondering, hey, it's past 10, where's Santa?
Right.
He got stuck in traffic, air traffic. It's busy on the skies this morning, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So he's coming. He'll be here in about 5 to 10.
Perfect.
All right. So, sorry, Mark. Sorry for cutting you off. Continue. Santa's coming, 5 to 10.
No problem. The real question around this time of year that has been asked a lot by our viewers, or listeners, or viewers, if you're viewing the...
Just continue.
Is Mike on the nice list? And if so, will he finish last? Because we know what happens to nice guys.
Nice guys finish last.
Which I think is partly why Webbs wants to be on the naughty list.
He wants to finish first.
Yes.
Which that's often my goal.
No one can really blame him for.
No.
So, Mike, we're going to say you can have your spot on the naughty list for this semester so that you don't finish last. Next semester, we'll regroup. We'll see how House Secret Santa goes. And...
You're doing Secret Santa in the house?
No one knows that. I just announced it right now.
What are you... Oh, you just determined that your house is doing Secret Santa?
Yes.
Oh, this Christmas. That's going to be awesome. I hope you thoroughly enjoy that.
The gift of receiving, Trey.
It's all about receiving.
Yeah, so Mike Webley, he finishes the year on the naughty list. Cole for Mike.
Ooh, ouch.
But that's okay. He tried hard, did his best, just came up a little bit short.
You know what? I'm going to put him on the nice list because he's doing his best, Mark. And sometimes people just need a break, cut them some slack, give them a second chance kind of thing.
Okay, fair enough.
All right?
Yep.
So maybe he is dead last on the nice list, but he's on there for trying.
Aw.
2 points for trying.
Christmas spirit, Troy Williams.
Mike, thank you for being effort, for trying to be effort, for putting in effort.
Have you seen these new Snapchat filters?
Which ones?
I like the pig one.
So this is our new segment we're introducing this week called Snapchat Filters. Which one's your favorite?
Oh, look, I'm a pepperoni.
So Mark likes the pepperoni one.
That is awesome.
Where? Oh, there it is. Is that a pepperoni or a pizza?
No, it's pepperoni.
No, it's just a meat.
Just like a...
It's like salty meat.
Prosciutto or something.
I like the ones with the sunglasses that change the color of the screen.
Yeah, the ones
play that... Play a little music, don't they?
The ones that all the girls like.
Yeah, that's my favorite one, Mark. Why you gotta chirp? Why you always hating? Or this one. This one's kind of neat. All right. Big League Banter, Mark.
Woo!
Let's get into this before Santa gets here. Let's get this out of the way before Santa
Maybe
gets.
He wants to chip in, too.
Well, he might.
He watches everything. He knows what went on in the MLB winter meetings.
All I know is that Santa's late right now because of the sky traffic, and he's probably trying to find parking around Luray, which we've talked about.
Terrible.
Year in review. We haven't done much year in review.
Well, we got time. We got a lot of time.
Yeah. Parking. Terrible. We've talked about this.
Big League Banter.
On the naughty list. Parking.
Yes.
MLB winter meetings. What is going on? Mark, tell everyone what's going on at the MLB winter meetings.
Well, I wish I knew, really.
But, do you want me to? I know what's going on.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is? Well, it's over now.
The winter meetings. I gotta take this. Santa's calling. This is PR guy. Yes, Santa. How are you? No, oh, he hasn't picked up.
Oh, bad reception up there.
What's going on at the winter meetings? The GMs at MLB are meeting down in Florida. That's what's going on.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah, same thing. During the winter. We don't know what's going on. Everyone thought Eddie would be gone.
Hey, Santa, how are you?
Oh, here we go.
Not bad. Are you lost? Do you need help? Okay. Oh, okay. I'll come out and get you. We're going to cut to some music.
Ask him what he's wearing.
Santa, what are you wearing? The fans are asking. You got a big, big red fuzzy sweater on? Big red fuzzy sweater and a red hat. Are you wearing white shoes or boots? Boots. Black boots.
Of course.
All right, Santa. We'll see you shortly. All right, bye. All right, so we're going to cut to a song. I got to go get him in the parking lot. He's here, though. So we're going to cut to a song. Holly Jolly Christmas. Michael Bublé again.
Yep.
Mark, one of your favorites?
One of my favorites, one of Troy's mom's favorites.
Yeah, so we're going to cut to Michael, and when we come back on the other side, Santa is here.
Came to town.
Santa. So Santa's here, folks.
Troy, you don't have to sit on his lap right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Santa. I thought that was how this worked.
Well, that's okay. It happens all the time.
Yeah. You were probably pretty happy about that, weren't you?
Yeah, it was pretty nice, but we'll behave here.
So our listeners sent us in some questions that we got for you. We got some questions. And can I just say what an honor, privilege it is to meet you in the flesh.
I mean, it just kind of shows the trajectory of our radio show.
Yeah.
First we have Angelina.
Jolie.
Jennifer.
Aniston.
DJ.
Khaled.
And Santa.
And we had Freddie.
Yeah, Freddie from Freddie's Fruit Farms.
No.
Or
Freddie from the snake sales.
Yeah, sorry. Got mixed up.
So Santa, how are you? You're doing good?
A little bumpy ride tired. Coming in? Yeah, it's quite the trip, and seeing as you guys didn't pay me to be here,
I had to cancel
some things, so a little upsetting. But
Christmas
you know what?
Spirit, come on.
Yeah, that's true. It's all about giving this time.
It's all about giving this time.
You know what? I'm just happy to be here and meet you two. I've heard a lot of good things on Hollywood Now.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice.
We made the nice list. Let's get that out of the way right now, because I know me and Mark are both really curious.
Well, we
did
know
we
Mark's
make
on
the nice
Mark is 100% on the nice list. Mrs. Claus and I aren't quite sure about Big Money Troy yet. We'll see.
Fair enough. Honestly, fair enough. Speaking of Mrs. Claus, though, how's she doing?
She's good. She's busy.
Keeping you plump, I can see.
Yeah. She sure is. She does a good job of that, that's for sure.
That's good. It's good to hear. So let's get into a question from a viewer here, okay?
Yep.
So this isn't really topical right now, but which came first, chicken or the egg? For some reason, you're supposed to know this.
The egg had to come first.
Of course.
It came in a stocking.
Of course. There you go.
Wow. The stockings were stuffed with eggs by the fire. So little Jimmy could wake up and scramble them and eat them.
Well, that doesn't make sense. Then there's no chicken, Troy.
What do you mean?
Well, if the egg came first, the chicken has to come later. If Jimmy scrambled them, no chicken.
Wow. That's the cost of doing business.
I guess.
You gotta have money to make money, right, Troy?
Yes, Anna, you know too well. Hey, we were just talking earlier. How's this endorsement deal work with all the Christmas songs? So you wrote all the Christmas songs, and now anytime they're played, you get the royalties?
$73.85 per song.
No way.
Oh my god, that might be the greatest.
You know what? Let's just say it's going to be a pretty good Christmas in the North Pole this year.
Yeah? Santa, you're doing well, Santa. I love it.
Mrs. Claus getting treated this year, eh?
How does that work? How do you give gifts to Mrs. Claus? Like, you're Santa. She knows you're giving gifts to the other little boys and girls and everyone out there. Do you surprise her? Is there someone who gives her gifts? Or is it...
Do you write from me?
Do you write from Santa? Oh,
it's more of a constant giving with her.
Oh, yeah.
It's more of a
all year round,
always buying, always giving, and receiving. But
so you and Mrs. Claus are constantly giving and receiving from one another.
Yeah.
That's how you keep a healthy relationship, though, isn't it?
That's what they tell me.
Ho, ho, ho.
Are you bringing snow on Christmas, Santa, something? Everyone wants to know?
I'm going to try to bring lots of snow.
Lots of snow?
I'm a big believer that snow is it's a good thing around Christmas time. A lot of times people don't like it, but I think on Christmas Day there's nothing better than a little bit of snow. I think that's even more important than the gifts.
The snow is more important than the gifts.
You know what I think it is?
Some people would say the snow is the gift.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, some people. I don't know who, but some people would say that.
Fair enough. Another one?
Yeah. What is it like being so hairy? I notice your beard isn't fully in yet, but you still got about a week, 2 weeks.
A lot more than that.
It's the 9th. 14 days till 25th, I believe.
16. Math.
Math.
Continue.
So, a week and a bit, you're growing your beard out.
Well,
what's it like being so hairy, Santa?
Let's just say Gillette is a big saver, a big lifesaver,
yeah.
That's for sure. And go through about 3 or 4 razors a day to keep things under control. And but besides that, you know, Mrs. Claus seems to like it. She seems to like it, and you know, at the end of the day, that's what's most important. So
yeah.
as long as she's okay with it, then you know, it's not too bad.
Did you invent the old expression "happy wife, happy life"?
I actually did not. That
no.
was my friend, the Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy. Fair
interesting
enough.
That the Tooth Fairy
yes.
came up with "Happy Wife, Happy Life," but good for him or her or whatever the Tooth Fairy is. Non-discriminate.
Speaking of someone who has money,
yes,
that person has enough money to go around and just dish out money to everyone.
Yeah, Tooth Fairy.
How well do you know the Tooth Fairy?
Range Rover.
Yeah, Tooth Fairy does drive a Range Rover.
Oh my god!
Well, I mean, they would need it to that's where they got to keep their change and their tooths. They would need
the teeth.
The teeth.
The tooths. All right. Take a step back.
Grammar police, Santa. Who knew?
So this being the busiest time of the year, how do you manage it? How do you deal with your stress? How do you cope right now? I mean, obviously you're getting mail constantly. You're getting phone calls, and we know about that. We get mail,
phone
text
calls all the time,
DMs constantly.
Google Calendar does the job.
Wow.
Really? Yeah. It's a big help in all of this. I used to use the old paper and pen, but as population has grown.
Hey, I told you.
Yeah.
Earlier we were talking about, I said, do you think Santa writes his lists anymore with paper and pen? And I was like, no, he probably tells Siri. He's got to use an app or something.
For sure,
so it's
Santa app.
Yeah. Do you have a Santa app?
Not yet. It's in the workings.
Ooh.
Now, that Santa tracker, you can Google. I don't know if you know, because you're the subject of it.
He might track himself. Where am I right now?
Yeah. A, is that accurate? And B, do you know you're being tracked?
Yeah, they let me know. But I usually watch where I am on my Santa GPS, because sometimes Rudolph and I get into the old eggnog a little early.
Hey!
Remember where we are exactly. So,
hey, eggnog. Hard to say. Fun to drink.
Fun to say,
hard to drink.
Fun to drink too, with rum.
Yeah, well, that's what we say. That's one of our expressions. Eggnog, fun to say, hard to drink. Rum and eggnog, hard to say, fun to drink.
Oh,
yeah,
I like that. You know what?
I think
you just got on the nice
kidding.
List with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Santa. Woo.
Speaking of the naughty and nice list, how do you come up with that? Is there a criteria?
A lot of eeny meenies, miney moes. But
hey, it worked as a child, it may as well work now, right?
But 80% of it is thoroughly done. That's why I'm so busy all year round, not just around Christmas.
For sure.
One of the songs you wrote, you reference seeing you when you're sleeping and knowing when you're awake. How does that work?
Well, that actually is a tough question to answer in 2016. It used to be okay back in the day, but nowadays it's not. It's not flying too.
Not very ethical.
Yes, no, and not very socially responsible. So we decided not to change the lyrics. We actually don't watch anymore.
At all.
Sullivan the Elves. We don't watch.
That's why you're introducing the Eeny Meeny Miny Moe.
Yes, because we just didn't want to do that anymore, and it was costing a lot. You know, have all those elves and staying out, and about myself watching people sleep
constantly. It's tough.
It sounds, and you know, it does sound worse when you say it out loud.
Yeah,
I feel like that
sure.
would play havoc with your own sleep schedule. All the different time zones and the constant travel.
People think Santa only works at Christmas time. Not true.
All
365.
All year.
Do you get any days of rest? Like maybe Boxing Day? New Year's Eve?
Boxing Day, we're seeing who the naughty people are out doing Boxing Day shopping.
Right,
so.
Again, you're back to work.
Oh my gosh.
Right,
Santa
away.
Doesn't take a break, man.
No, he doesn't.
Hey, for all you children listening, remember that. Santa doesn't take a break, neither should you. Be good for goodness sake. Right?
Yeah, I used to want to be Santa. Now, I'm not so sure. But I would get to appear on radio shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get your resume
and just appear.
We'll look through.
Yeah.
We've got 48,000 other ones to look through, but we'll put yours at the top.
So how does that work? Because I know you can't be in every place at once. So obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but like you get some help from other Santas, right? There's more than one of you.
No, it's just
me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just have the ability to move really, really fast.
So why were you late today?
You know what? That is a question I didn't prepare for. So I don't think I can answer that one.
Hey, if it had something to do with Mrs. Claus, it's all right by me.
What are you saying about Mrs. Claus, man? You got something to say to Sam?
Yeah, wow.
I was just saying that if you guys were working together to help build the naughty or nice list, that was all right with me.
We were and trying to stay off it at the same time.
Oh,
yes.
You were getting off it.
No. So Santa's ready for the next question.
Man, it's been a pleasure. Santa, this is awesome.
What does all that putting off weight, or I guess shredding weight, putting weight back on, what does that do to your body?
You know, I try to do it just like the MMA fighters, actually.
Yeah.
Because they're so good at putting on and off weight for their jobs. I thought, if they can do it, so can I. But it's stressful. Mrs. Claus is under a lot of stress. She does the cooking in the house. And, you know, it adds a lot of stress for her that she has to... change my meal plan. Back and forth, back and forth. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's worth it. It's for the kids, right?
It is. It
so
is
that's what keeps me going.
It is all for the kids. That's a good take-home message, I think. Christmas, it's for the kids.
It is. Really is. It's about getting gifts from the kids for the kids.
Yeah.
Well put.
Thank you.
Well put. And that's why he was first on the nice list, Troy.
First?
Number one, baby.
Mark, congratulations.
Quick, one more question for Santa.
Oh, well, yeah, we got lots of time.
Since we know that you watch everyone, we have a segment obviously called the Mike Webley Update. Do you have any updates on Mike Webley? Naughty, nice, in between somewhere?
You know what? He's kind of a sheep in wolf's clothing, or a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right.
You know, he's on the surface, he may appear
he looks
as
calm and ready.
Calm and ready. But... and like a nice guy. You think, oh, for sure on the nice list.
Yeah.
But then you watch him sleep enough times, you realize real quick, nope.
No.
Not the guy you thought he was.
No.
You cross that out with Sharpie. You turn the page to the naughty list and you write that name down.
Oh.
Yeah. So
well, I'm
sorry
glad.
To be honest with you guys if you guys know him, but
I'm glad you could confirm our suspicions.
We've known him all semester. And he hasn't once, well, he just, today actually got on the nice list. I put him there, but if you're vouching that he's naughty, I am completely 100% behind that.
Who are you to disagree
with? Mike Webley, foe of the show, on the naughty list.
Foe, not only foe of the week, like foe of the semester.
Foe of the year.
Yeah,
2016, foe of the year. You might think it might be Donald Trump or someone else, but no, Mike Webley, foe of the year.
Yes, for sure. Way 100%. Better, or way worse than Donald Trump.
The cookies and milk, Santa. When did this all start? Because I heard a rumor that it hasn't been forever. It was around 1975 where you first introduced this. Is there a reason?
Yeah, was it kind of like, wow, I'm getting fed all this food. Might as well start putting out the word, I like cookies and milk.
It was that order, actually. I think it was marketing companies at first, and I...
Christie Cookies came to you?
Yes. Approached me and said, we want to sell more cookies. Quite frankly, we want your help. And I said, all right, Christie.
So you're saying milk and cookies is the greatest marketing scheme, advertising plan of all time?
And carrots. Farmers are
carrots.
Not worried anymore.
Oh, for the reindeer.
Yeah. Farmers aren't worried anymore.
Do you work closely with the milk companies of Canada?
I do not. I enjoy drinking their product, but I don't work
so there you don't,
with
they're
them.
Not a part of the marketing
no,
plan.
No.
Interesting.
They work through your agent.
Yeah.
This is all too fascinating.
Yeah.
It's really cool to get the behind the scenes
look
at Christmas.
Let's do this for the rest of the show, I think.
You want it?
Santa, do you have anywhere to be?
Well, I do have to go watch some people, I'm not watching people sleep anymore, so time. I have time.
You have time?
Yeah. All right,
good, because I got a question for you. The Santa suit. The Santa suit. Red. Why red?
That's what Under Armour wanted me to wear.
It's so, Under Armour.
Oh yeah, it is.
Oh.
So
Under Armour.
Yeah. So that I can move and lightweight.
Breathable.
Right. Breathable. Yeah. It's got the vents, so there's no
sweating,
which could be an issue when you're in a suit for 48 hours or whatever it is at a time.
You don't know.
Well,
time
it changes.
Right?
Time changes.
Time does change. You're right.
Yeah.
Every second, every mile is a memory.
Yeah, it is. So.
All right, well, Santa, I think this has been a very educational, informative, very positive meeting. Thank you for joining us.
Great. You said you wanted to do it all show.
Yeah, I know, but Santa's got to go.
Okay, fair enough.
Is
Santa's got places to be.
I got the producer in my ear saying that his PR guys, hey, get him out of there. They're starting to ruin his legacy, and we don't want to take any away from Santa's legacy.
I heard Rudolph's out there just causing havoc on the streets right now.
Yeah, he's into the eggnog already. I got to go talk with him.
That's all right. What is your favorite Christmas song, Santa?
I think Santa Baby would have to be my
favorite. You said that
favorite. I think that would have to be my favorite. Well, I just have so many, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a nice, powerful one is...
Actually.
Oh, okay. You have better things
to
talk about.
Well, hold
right?
on a second.
Yeah, what? Come on.
No,
what happened with you and kissing mommy under the mistletoe?
Valid question. I'm also wondering.
Because I think a lot of parents...
That was... You know what that was? Have you seen Friends? Have you guys ever watched Friends?
Yes.
So I watched Friends back in the day, and there's an episode where Ross and Monica actually accidentally kiss. And you know, that's
siblings.
All it was. And then the marketers, again, saw an opportunity to make money.
Mm.
They said, can we use this accident as a marketing ploy? And I, at that point, I was paying a lot of bills. The elves were young. And I said, yeah, go for it. Do what you have to with it. And we needed the money at that point, and looking back, Mrs. Claus is happy we did that. Not happy that that's the story that's being shared, but
it's a false anecdote.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to set the record straight.
Yeah.
It's all for the money. It's all for the publicity.
So you're all about the money, Santa. That's what you're saying.
Well, you think gifts are free? Someone's got to pay for the product to build the toys, and unfortunately, that's me. So, sometimes, yeah, we have to make
happy to do it.
Meet where we can, and
happy
and
to do
can.
It. Just have to make sacrifices for it.
Yeah,
like kissing mothers.
Fake kissing.
Fake kissing.
Yeah,
accidental kissing. Yeah,
fair enough. Hey, someone's got to do the job.
Well, Santa, we're gonna play your favorite song, Santa Baby.
Awesome.
Hurry Down the Chimney Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You can see Santa live December 24th. Night?
Ish.
Well, yeah. He starts on the 24th. He's got to start and the time zones. Anyways, you can see Santa sometime between the 24th and 25th of December. Catch him live at your local mall, local King Street, over the next couple weeks. Absolute pleasure.
It's really been an enlightening experience.
Yes. Me. Full on. Can't thank you enough for coming in, Santa. Out of your busy schedule, you took the time to come meet with us.
Yep. And thanks to the listeners who sent in questions.
Yeah, that's true too. Thanks to the listeners.
This has been great. Thanks for having me.
No problem, Santa.
Anytime, Santa.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to all the listeners.
Very politically correct.
Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, this is Michael Bublé, Santa Baby. That was Santa Claus.
Yeah, different Santa.
This is Williams and Williams. We'll see you on the flip. Woo! What a segment.
Funny. Oh, thanks for the warning on all those fucking questions.
Absolute pleasure.
But I don't know, I got a couple Snapchats about who was Santa anyway, so maybe the mic was working.
No, it was. Someone other mics would pick it up. I forgot to turn your mic on.
So. Yeah, now we're...
Santa's gone.
I know, but now we're blessed to be joined by the one and only Ben Finelli.
Hey guys, happy to be here today.
Love it. Thanks.
Ben, probably almost as busy of a guy as Santa. Thanks a lot for taking the time.
Happy to be here. Listen, fan of the shows, for sure.
Friend.
Friend
of the show.
Friend of the show.
You'd be a fan, too.
I am.
Fan,
I'm both.
Friend. Just a bunch of F words.
I think what we're going to get into with Ben is some big league banter.
Yeah.
And we're going to start with my fantasy update.
Nice. Okay, let's do it.
I won last week in hockey. I'm getting crushed this week, though. I'm down 30 points. Brutal right now. Football lost by 60 points. Horrible week in football. So that's my fantasy update. None of which is my fantasies, I'll tell you that.
No, that is for sure. I don't know why they would be.
Patrick Laine.
Wowza.
He's a pretty good hockey player. good young player.
I think Eichel and McDavid are... Their skating is... They're in a league of their own, I think. The three of them.
With Laine skating.
And his shot, but...
Laine's
Eichel, McDavid, and Laine just... Yeah, I think they're in a... They're skating-wise.
They
their ability to move on the ice is, I think...
It's ridiculous. The young talent. The good young talent in the league right now.
A lot of good young players.
The Raptors are rolling, but they can't beat the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No, they can't.
Now, Mark, you went to the game the other week. How was it? What's the atmosphere like there in Toronto?
Oh, yeah, that game I went to. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I like how they play music during the play.
Yeah.
It would really mess me up. But those guys, they just don't seem fazed by it.
Well, they're probably focused on the ball and their job.
Yeah.
Did you see the Cleveland Cavaliers in New York doing bottle flips?
Yeah, just straight disrespect.
They were up by 30 points, I think, so they thought,
well,
might as well get a vine.
Yeah,
do it for the vine.
Yeah.
Vine's no longer, but
R.I.P.
They can still do it for the vine.
Yeah, for sure.
Love that. Leafs can't win tight games. Ben, you were at the Leaf game the other week. What
yeah.
did you see?
I'm actually headed there Sunday as well.
Really?
Yeah, I saw a good young team. It's
yeah.
exciting to watch them play win or lose, which is awesome for Toronto, I think.
Well, what I heard is win or lose, they hit the booze. Austin Matthews.
Are they all of age, though, to hit the booze? Maybe
no,
when they're at home games, not at away games.
No,
away
yeah,
games.
Definitely not at away games.
Well, Austin Matthews, 18, no?
Is he still? I think he's 19 now.
I don't know. I haven't asked him lately.
Yeah.
Send him a text.
He was wearing one of those Harambe shirts.
Yeah, I saw
Christmas
that.
Sweaters for their ugly sweater Christmas party, I guess.
Now, was that calling Harambe ugly?
No, he was an angel. Like, R.I.P. Harambe.
Yeah, but is that ugly?
Is what ugly?
Or is it just a sweater?
It was just a sweater. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's just not like ugly. I think the ugly sweater part just comes in like you're just wearing a Christmas sweater. They just call it ugly Christmas sweater because they're tacky. Tacky Christmas sweater.
There you go. Okay, we'll go with tacky.
Yeah.
What else? What else you got? Anything else?
No, that's it. Eddie can't come back. We talked about this.
Yeah.
We were talking about this before the show. What were we talking about?
How Eddie can't come back.
Yeah, he's
and
not
Fowler.
Coming back. Dexter Fowler just signed with the
St. Louis Cardinals.
St. Louis Cardinals.
Which is a huge buzzkill. Because I wouldn't have been that mad if Eddie left and they got Fowler. I would have been okay. Now they got to do something.
Yeah. Well, maybe they don't, you know?
Well, they do.
Well, maybe they don't. All right.
I would say they do, personally.
Year in review. What has been your favorite part of the year? Ben, favorite part of the year?
Favorite part of the year... of 2016?
Of 2016.
The not the school year. All
no.
of 2016.
Yeah, all of 2016.
Is it, traveling can't count, so it has to be around here, right?
No, it can be anything you want.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of 2016 that you did?
Be real.
Fake?
Made up?
Yeah, we don't care.
I would have to say my trip out to Denver.
Colorado?
Denver, Colorado.
The
beautiful
Mile
place.
High.
Yeah.
Windy City.
The,
City of Lights.
Actually, dude,
City
of Color. The Big Apple. The Big Smoke. Steel Town.
All the above.
Yeah.
It's,
Sunshine State.
It's cool because when you get there, you actually do notice the altitude, if you've ever been.
Never been.
It,
looking
it was cool.
forward to it.
It was interesting, yeah. You get off the plane and...
At LAX?
And then you're... and, yeah, you... If, yeah, you start jogging around that airport, getting to your where you need to be.
Oh, here's a good question to tie in some other weeks. In the airport, do you use the moving conveyor belts?
Oh, great question.
Oh, 100%.
Do you walk on them or stand still?
You jog, so you go even faster.
No! Wrong! You don't do that. That's not what they're for. You want to run, you get your manual labor ass on the sidewalk that can't move. You want to use other technology, it moves you, Ben, okay? From now on, that's proper etiquette.
That's
what I
came here. I wanted to learn. I wanted to be
established. That's probably same with escalators. You don't walk up escalators. You walk upstairs. You let escalators move you up.
But we did say if you're in a rush, if you're going to miss your flight, run.
Not on the escalator or the elevator.
But it could be a matter of seconds. Are you going to pay
but
for a new flight?
The tracks that you go on are like one body wide. So you're running down that. You're endangering others. The sidewalk is like seven people wide. You're ducking and weaving. Trust me. Safety.
Was it you? You were talking about Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah.
Running on those things in movies?
No, but yeah.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, someone else brought it up to us.
Who, Alex?
Yeah.
Ugh, hate that guy.
Yeah.
We never did, speaking of year in review, we never did AA meeting with Alex Adams.
No, we never did. We got a BF meeting.
Yeah.
A best friend meeting with Ben Pinelli. Hey, how does that feel?
That's creativity.
That is creativity. So your favorite was a trip. Mark, your favorite from the year in review?
I like to think I did a lot of,
Alright, let's get one, though.
Okay, I'll go with a trip, too.
Nice.
Speaking of, AA Alex Adams, we went to Orlando.
Florida?
Yeah.
The Windy City?
Yes.
Mile High State? The Big Apple? The Big Smoke? Steel Town, USA?
All the
City
above.
Of Lights?
All the above.
City of Color?
That's a band.
Ah.
We went to Orlando, Florida.
City of Champions.
Anything else? Get them out right now.
I think that's all I got.
Okay. Yeah, we went down to Orlando, Florida to visit a buddy of his. And we were only down there for about 4 nights, but...
How many days?
5.
5 days, 4 nights?
Yeah.
Normally it's the opposite. 3 days, 4 nights.
We went for 5 days. It was that kind of trip, Dre. 5 days, four nights.
That's fun.
And what were more fun, the nights or the days? Just out of curiosity.
Or did the days blend into nights?
Well,
you know
that's
what I mean? Or the nights blend into the days?
Days normally ease right into the night, Trent.
Ease?
Yes. Hmm. The days were more fun. Mini golf, the mall. Can't talk about the nights on radio. Troy, what was your favorite part of the year?
Honestly, my favorite part of the year has been getting together with you on the Friday mornings, Mark.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, the concrete jungle.
Yeah.
Land of the free.
Yeah, exactly. Vanels gets it. I did a trip to Cuba. So that was pretty fun.
Nice. What was that trip for?
Just a celebration of life.
Celebration station.
Celebration station of life.
Oh, so it was religious? Celebration of life? Was this a religious trip?
Yeah. There was a lot of...
What did you build?
Praying. I didn't build it. Well, I built tolerance to rum.
Would you say you were living on a prayer?
Or intolerance.
You were living on a prayer on this trip?
I was down in Cuba living on a prayer. When I was halfway there, though, I was thinking to myself, whoa, I'm halfway there. Holy cow. This is amazing. Just living on a prayer. An absolute blast. Blastation station.
I'm bad. I'm bad.
Well, thank you. I'm here for 10 more minutes.
That's why you're in the tie.
Yeah.
Because you got all the lines.
Hey. Should we get to our Friday's Five?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
These can just be open-ended.
Okay, so Friday's Five, top five New Year's resolutions ever, of all time.
Want me to start?
Yeah.
Number five, spend more time on my phone and less time socializing. Spend way too much time socializing.
In public, with people.
Yeah, I need to engage with my phone a little more.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good... That's probably been around for a while. At least the 1800s, that one.
Yeah.
That's a good New Year's resolution.
For sure.
My
father before him.
And his father before him.
Yes, not my father. I have one father. My father and his father.
And his father.
And his father, too.
Before him.
Yeah, they all have the same resolutions.
Him. Spend more time on the phone... Less time interacting with humans.
Yes.
Love it.
You got it.
Love it.
Thanks.
Number four. Not let our good looks make us insecure.
Which is, yeah, hey, fair. All of us. All of us in the room.
I got a question about this. I don't get it. Question mark.
Well, it's easy to feel insecure when you're really good looking.
Yes.
Because you're thinking,
ridiculously good looking.
Yeah. What are you trying to do, the face?
Zoolander, yeah.
We're on radio.
Can't do Blue Steel.
Because when you're really good looking, you feel the eyes, you know? Stop doing that, man. You feel the eyes in the room, every room you're in. I don't know if you guys feel the same way.
So not to spoil the list, but these are all kind of the opposite of New Year's resolutions. Like, they're jokes.
No, they're real.
Well, not to let our good... What does that mean in the good sense? Like, to let your good looks make you insecure? To become more insecure with your good looks?
Right, this is my actual...
Oh, sorry. Number three then, Mark.
Gain weight.
That one's pretty simple and easy to understand.
Yeah. Yes. I think the most attainable.
naturally.
Yeah.
Or you can do it unnaturally.
You could, yeah, you could.
One or the other.
Number two?
Number two. 180p. New Year's resolution.
Yeah, 1080p resolution on the television.
Now, what I'm thinking is, let's make our New Year's resolution, let's aim higher, 1280p.
4K. Okay.
Is that it?
4K.
4K.
24K.
Magic. Magic. In the air.
Tonight.
Also, though, with that, is 4K like 4,000 resolutions? Like,
I think so.
Yeah, you'd think, because K means 1,000.
Yeah.
Or carat.
Check GoPro. Because they did the 4K thing.
GoPro has a 4K station now?
Sportsnet, too. 4K. Yeah. TV.
TSN.
4K?
4K.
Wow.
They're all 4K in it.
So I was a little
Williams and Williams with the 4K.
10. Yeah, 4K audio.
Yeah. Really good resolution on the Google Doc.
Yeah. Oh, you should hear it.
That play button.
You always do.
Right,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It jumps out. Number one of our top five New Year's resolutions ever by Mark, for Mark. Write out everything you did on New Year's and write stop before them. Do you want to explain this?
Yeah, so say you...
drank too much.
No, it doesn't have to be drinking, Troy.
Okay, we wouldn't want to put stop in front of drinking.
Say you wore a purple blazer.
Stop wearing a purple blazer.
Yes. I know you want to, Mark. Stop doing it.
Yes.
Say you fed Riggins too much.
Stop feeding Riggins too much.
Yes.
Say you didn't wear deodorant to the studio and you stink. Stop not wearing deodorant to the studio because you stink. That kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, are you gonna do this?
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
I think when we come back in the new year,
should I bring my list?
We should bring our lists.
Okay.
And our lisps.
Well, bring that everywhere I go.
Sorry. The other thing I want to get to is we might be coming at a new time and new place.
Yeah, we're not sure yet.
We got to do a regroup, a rebrand, a rethought process. Mm-hmm. Just from the feedback we're getting from the fans, or lack thereof.
Which is concerning.
Yeah. We gotta, you know?
Yeah. Golden.
Should we get to our song of the day and then exit words?
What time is it even?
It's 10:55.
Yeah, probably should.
All right.
Woo!
Song of the day. From a legend in her own right, mm-hmm. Britney Spears, My Only Wish this year, and I don't think this is a Christmas song. I think it's just a song.
You think she just wishes these things?
Yeah. But this is the song of the day.
It literally says right there, Christmas song.
Yeah, but you could write that next to anything.
And it would make it a Christmas song.
Black and yellow, Christmas song.
Yeah.
You know what? It does have a bit of a Christmas ring to it now that I think of it.
He wants to get a new car.
Red and green.
Yeah. Push to start. He's letting Santa know, eh? Push to start. That's the one I want, Santa. Britney Spears, My Only Wish, Christmas song. Radio. So, final thoughts on the day, Mark, Ben.
On the year.
On the year. What did we learn? What did we learn on the year? What did we learn on the day?
We learned bananas and water when you're hungover.
Yeah, we did. That was a good learning curve.
We learned not to run on escalators when you're around Troy.
Yeah.
But if you're not around Troy, it's okay.
We also learned what that big Thanksgiving fruit basket's called.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Cornucopia.
Cornucopia.
We didn't know that.
Cornucopia's...
Cornucopia means a lot, right?
Well...
Yeah. A bountiful harvest or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Bounty.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Troy is a cornucopia of good looks.
I used that one when we came up the word, too.
Fingers.
Troy, you haven't loosened your tie at all.
No.
Yeah, stressing everyone out.
For the
2 room.
Hours, I'm here in a Nike t-shirt.
And I'm here in a Santa costume.
You're in a tie.
I learned that Santa guaranteed on this show he's bringing snow for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Santa guarantee. You can keep that money in the bank. I also learned that there's a lot of stations out there to do things.
Yes.
Marination station. Preparation station.
Elation station. Elevation station.
Yeah. So I think what we're trying to say is we want to thank you all for tuning in all over the semester. Being with us week to week, even the weeks we weren't there, for being with us mentally, physically, emotionally.
Yep.
We'll miss you. We'll see you in January. We're going to retool, maybe reprogram, maybe a different time, maybe a different place. Who knows? Stay tuned for our commercial.
Yep.
Me and Mark are hopefully going to make a commercial. And cheers to a semester, to a weekend, to the holidays. Ben, thanks for coming out. Santa, I know you're busy in your sleigh listening. Thanks for coming on. Have a good holiday.
He's got FM in that thing, I think.
AM, FM, PM. Doesn't matter. Santa's always listening to Radio Laurier's Williams & Williams. Check us out on Instagram, williesworld_2. See us on the other side. Cheers. Mark?
Cheers.
Ben?
It's not goodbye. See you later.